Time for Budweiser's From the Sideline with John Tellitz joining us. It's presented by your North Ridgeville convenient Sunoco. I'm filling in for Rocco today, getting a chance to talk another go-round with the Browns, reliving this win over the Bengals. Okay, John, what did you expect, and how did it turn out for you this past weekend against the Bengals?
Well, first of all, I expected it to be a nice day weather-wise, and it was so weird because not far away from the stadium, you saw the clear skies or just cloudy skies. It just seemed like this Linus, walking around with a cloud above his head, and there was, rain at the stadium. Both quarterbacks seemed to be a little bit affected by the heavier ball because of the rain, the mist. And I expected it to be a good day weather-wise, and I expected them to play well because they had already been doing that. As you know, Bruce, against Joe Burrow, traditionally 1-4 going into that game, he was against Cleveland, including that Halloween night beating that took place. So I expected them to play well. I was excited to see how the defense came together or would come together, and I was really blown away by how effective they were at establishing right from the start. They kind of sped up Joe's clock, And I think Za'Darius Smith being on the defensive line, an edge rusher, and I think Obo Okoronkwo being out there as well, gives them the versatility. And they played Myles Garrett inside a little bit more, which was a little bit more of the twist that they occasionally would do. But I think they're going to continue to be very crafty that way this year so that teams can't get a beat on exactly where Myles Garrett's going to be each and every play. So I was really pleased with overall how they played, how Stefanski coached. I think he grew up a little bit coaching-wise because he didn't let the game get away from him. He understood the defense was kicking butt, and so he played conservatively, take the 3 points. In the past he might have been going for it on fourth down because he was desperate to get points, but I think he knew that the defense was going to be there all day for him, and they were. It was really an impressive performance.
You mentioned the 3 points. Scott said he'd never heard the stadium so loud for a first quarter field goal as it was. What was your thought about that? And I guess it was a little bit of a relief because we didn't know what to expect with Dustin Hopkins.
Well, yeah, you didn't know, but you knew he was a pro. You knew that he'd been through that stuff before. You knew that he'd had years where he was consistent. And so you would expect, they would have a good day kicking the football. I think you went in with less anxiety. I think at one time during the game I tweeted a picture of a heartbeat that was like all over the place. And I said, that's your heartbeat when Cade York lines up. And then I showed a shot of like a normal heartbeat. And that's your heartbeat when Dustin Hopkins lines up. Just because, they have so much invested in this team, Bruce. And yet, you wouldn't want them to go into game one of the season with so much anxiety over a second-year kicker in Cade York. I thought they made the smartest move. The environment or whatever it was wasn't working out for Cade York. He could still be very effective in this league, but it just wasn't going to be in Cleveland, Ohio. And so the smart move that they did, and Dustin Hopkins certainly made them look great with those three kicks, and even, he was impressive in how everything was just pretty much very little dramatics, just boom, field goal after field goal after field goal.
Browns winners over the Bengals this past weekend, 24-3. Some of the offense, you mentioned how the quarterbacks were kind of shaky, and a lot of times they always say defense is better early on. They get ready than the offense does. You sent me some notes. I'm not quite sure what LOAF is, according to Schwartz. Is this an acronym? What does this mean, or where did that come from?
In the post-game interviews, Martin Emerson, the young defensive back, who, by the way, played a great game, as did Denzel Ward and Newsom, and then the safety, Grant Delpit, had a very good game. It comes from Jim Schwartz. Jim Schwartz saying it's a loaf if you don't go over and congratulate your teammate who just made a big play. Let's say it's a big pass breakup or obviously an interception or a fumble recovery or whatever. If you're not on top of your teammate celebrating his success, then you're really not part of a team. So I think that's what he meant when Martin Emerson was referring to The loaf would be a term that Jim Schwartz gives out if you don't go celebrate with your buddies. I mean, you play hard, you practice hard, you work hard all week. It's Sunday afternoon, and if you make a big play or one of your teammates does, go celebrate with them. I mean, you don't have to go, you know, be super demonstrative per se, but just go over there and celebrate with them because it was a big play that it helped your football team.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the other things that are taking place. The injury, the Jack Conklin, I guess there's other injuries, not too much, but that's really the main one that came out of the game for us.
Yeah, it really was. And, you know, I sometimes, Bruce, you people, you know, label guys as, you know, you can't count on him. I don't know what you could say about the injury that he suffered other than it was really unfortunate that someone rolled up on the back of his left knee and knocked him down and then caused him to, you know, tear ligaments in his knee. That's football. It does happen. So that's unfortunate. And it was fairly early, too, that he goes out of the game. In comes the big kid, DeWatt Jones. And I thought he played pretty well. And so something for him to build on. They did give him more opportunities in the preseason. I think they saw something in him. And so we'll see how that goes going forward. Certainly going to be a big test on Monday night with T.J. Watt out there. And I know they're going to do things to try to, get past this big kid here. So I look forward to seeing how he does in his second test of the year. But I just feel bad for Jack Conklin because he's had a couple of years where, all we have been talking about is injury as opposed to the fact that two seasons in recent years, he was an all-pro, not just a pro bowler, but an all-pro.
Yeah, he's going to be missed, obviously, but we'll see how this young Ohio State, I was going to say the big Ohio State guy is going to work out for us. Okay, the Steelers, you mentioned them, brought them up. They're hurting from their first week loss. What can we expect on this Monday night showdown with the Steelers?
Well, first of all, Cam Hayward, he's got a groin situation, and that's going to be a while. So he's not going to be playing this week. And Deontay Johnson, one of the receivers, hamstring, we don't expect to see him. So they are coming into this game after getting smoked by perhaps the most talented team in the NFC, save for maybe the Eagles, and that was the 49ers. They just got blasted in every which way at Heinz Field, or whatever they call it now, in Pittsburgh. They just got walloped. And so their young quarterback, Pickett, he had that fast clock in his head because of the pass rush of the 49ers, and he was affected quite a bit. And so both the Browns and the 49ers, in their first games of the year, established their identity for the season with how well they played on the defensive side of the football. They just were both dominant. So the Steelers are coming into game two against another team that's showing to have a dominant defense. So that's what they're going to be up against. I expect the Browns to have a good game. I expect them to win on the road in Pittsburgh on Monday night in a hostile environment. And I know Mike Tomlin's a phenomenal coach, and he gets the most out of his players probably as much as any guy in the league. But I just think with the way the Browns' defense played in week one, I think they can do a lot of the same types of things with that aggressive pass rush that they have shown so far with the Darius Miles and company.